Today we're building a concrete echo-style old-school DNB breakbeat in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is bigger than just making a break sound dusty. We're making something that can actually work in an arrangement, as an intro tool, a drop loop, a breakdown texture, a switch-up layer, and a DJ-friendly phrase that feels alive every time it comes back. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That sits in a really useful zone for old-school flavored jungle and modern darker roller energy. Open a fresh live set and create three tracks, break main, break support, and FX or resample. Put a utility on the master now so you can check mono later. That part matters more than people think, because in drum and bass the drums and bass need to stay locked in the center when it counts. Start with the source break. Drag in a classic break sample or any raw live drum loop with a strong snare and some natural swing. Think Amen style, funky drummer style, or any dusty loop with attitude. In the clip, turn warp on and start with beats mode. If the loop is already nicely loose, don't overfix it. You want it cleaned up enough to groove, not so tightened that it loses personality. Set preserve to 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how chop the material feels, and adjust the transient so the kick and snare land cleanly. A good target is to keep the break peaking somewhere around -12 to -9 dB before processing. Give yourself some headroom. We're going to push this thing later. Now slice the break into playable hits. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the break is busy, slice by transient. If you want something more rigid and DJ tool-like, slice by 1/8. That gives you a drum rack of pieces you can rearrange like a kit. Build a simple two-bar pattern first. Put the main snare back on 2 and 4. Add a kick or low tom on the downbeats. Drop in a couple of ghost notes before or after the main backbeat, and leave enough space for the swing to breathe. This is important. DNB breaks should feel like phrases, not just a pile of hits. Bar 1 can be a little fuller, and bar 2 can be slightly stripped with one extra fill at the end. That tiny bit of shape is what stops the loop from feeling like a flat spreadsheet. Now let's build the concrete echo drum chain on break main. Start with a Q8, then drum bus, then saturator, then compressor or glue compressor, then echo. EQ is just cleanup at first. High pass the break somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz so low rumble gets out of the way. If the loop feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare is too sharp or brittle, gently tame the 6 to 8 kHz area. After that, bring in drum bus for weight and attitude, a little drive, a bit of crunch, and maybe a touch of transience if the snare needs more bite. Then saturator with soft clip on, and push it a few dB. This is one of those useful teacher tricks. Don't be afraid to drive the input a bit harder and trim the output after. That often sounds more intentional than just turning the level up at the end. Add compression lightly. We're gluing, not flattening. A 2 to 1 ratio, a moderate attack, a fairly quick release, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Then echo for the signature concrete echo feel. Keep it synced, try 1/8 dotted or 1/4. And set feedback somewhere around 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they live mostly in the upper mids and don't fight the sub. The idea is that the break feels like it's bouncing off concrete walls, short reflections, grit, and controlled tail movement. You want the delay to add tension and motion, not wash out the whole groove. Next, build break support. This is the layer that reinforces the rhythm without stealing the break's identity. Add a clean snare, one shot, a tight kick, maybe a short hat or shaker or a small percussion hit. Keep these elements filtered and controlled. High pass the hats around 200 to 300 Hz. If the snare needs a little chest, give it a small boost around 180 to 220 Hz. If things get muddy, cut a bit around 400 to 600 Hz. Then group the drum tracks and use a glue compressor on the group for a tiny amount of cohesion. You're looking for just 1 or 2 dB of glue. The support layer should feel like a frame around the break, not a replacement for it. Now let's bring in swing and ghost note movement. This is where the old school feel really comes alive. Open the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing at around 55 to 60%. If that's too obvious, back it off to the low 50s. Apply the groove to the MIDI clip, then make a few manual timing edits. Move some ghost hits a hair late. Push one kick slightly early for urgency. Offset one snare ghost just enough so it feels played, not drawn. Add ghost notes sparingly. A tap before the snare, a little rattle after it, a few hats between kicks. Keep velocities varied too. Your main snare can sit up around 105 to 127, ghost notes lower, maybe 20 to 70, and hats somewhere in the middle. That movement is a huge reason old school breaks still work in modern DNB. they give the bass line something to answer. Speaking of bass, the arrangement only works if the bass leaves room for the drums. Even though this lesson is about the break, you should sketch a simple bass idea using wavetable, operator, or analog. Keep the sub mono, simple, and steady. Let the mid bass or res do the movement. Use utility to mono the low end, and keep the stereo widening above the bass region. Sidechain the bass to the drum groove if needed. And most importantly, don't have the bass and the break talking over each other all the time. In drum and bass, space is part of the energy. Now add automation to make the loop feel like a proper DJ tool. Use echo throws on selected hits, not everywhere. Automate the wet amount or feedback on the final snare of a phrase. Open and close an auto filter over 4 or 8 bars. Sweep into a breakdown, then open the high pass before the drop. If you want extra atmosphere, put hybrid reverb on a return and keep it short and dark. The reflections should feel deliberate. For a true concrete echo vibe, the space should create tension, not ambient soup. At this point, arrange it in arrangement view like a real tune, not just a loop. Start with a 16-bar intro. Use filtered break fragments, minimal kick and snare, and a clean count and feeling so it's mixable. Then go into a 16-bar build where the full break starts to appear, hats open up, and the bass gets teased in. After that, give yourself a 16-bar drop with the full break, support layer, and bass together. Every 8 bars, change something small, a fill, a different hat pattern, a snare variation, a short echo throw. Then strip things back into a breakdown section with more space, maybe just snare tails, atmospheres, and a single echo hit before the next phrase. Bring in a second drop with an alternate break slice order or a new ghost note pattern. Finish with an outro that removes the bass first, then thins the drums, leaving a DJ-friendly loop for mixing out. Here's the big workflow move. Resample the best version. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling, and record a few bars of your strongest groove while the automation is moving. Then consolidate the best section, chop it into 1-bar or 2-bar phrases, and save it as a fresh loop. This is how you turn a living drum pattern into a reusable weapon. Give it a clear name, so you can find it later. Something like Concrete Echo BRK-172 Main 01 or Concrete Echo BRK-172 Fill 02. Organizing your tools like this saves a ton of time in future sessions. A few quick reality checks before you wrap up. Don't overwarp the break. Don't stuff too much low end into it. Don't crush the dynamics so hard that the groove dies. Don't let echo repeat on every single gap. And definitely check the loop quietly, because if the rhythm disappears at low volume, the midrange groove probably isn't balanced well enough yet. Also, build versions, not one perfect loop. Make a clean version, a dirty version, and a wild version. That way you can swap energy levels across an arrangement without starting over. If you want a quick practice mission, do this. Pick one break, warp it cleanly, slice it, build a 2-bar pattern with a strong snare, 2 ghost notes and 1 fill, an EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and echo. Automate the echo on the last snare. Duplicate it into 8 bars with 1 change every 2 bars, then resample 4 bars of the best groove. By the end, you should have something strum enough to open a tune, support a drop, or slot under a bass line without needing extra fixing. The main takeaway is simple. In DNB, the breakbeat is not just percussion, it's motion, attitude, and arrangement identity all at once. If you build it with groove, shape it with grit, and arrange it like a DJ tool, it'll stay useful long after the session is over.